Podcast number 2 on the book of James. James chapter 1 verse 2 and 3. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. No pain, no gain. I'm sure you've heard that. Are these words to describe the Christian life, perhaps? Well, in a way, yes. Christians are a chosen people, but we're not a protected species. We're not immune from the world. And in fact, there's actually a real sense in which we ought to expect even more than our fair share of the storms of life. This is God's way for his people to grow in maturity. So what are these trials? Well, in this passage, in James 1, there's one Greek word which has been translated as two English words, and in context, quite rightly. This is the word that's been translated trials in verses 2 and 12, and it's been translated as tempted in verses 13 and 14, but they're subtly different. Trials. Well, trials and temptations both refer to difficulty that people might face in life. When the difficulty is external, it's called a trial, something that comes to us from the outside. Poverty, discrimination, sickness, oppression, slander, persecution. When we're facing this external difficulty, we may also face an internal difficulty, which we call a temptation. If we give in to this internal pressure, we might sin. E.g., you get discriminated against for whatever reason, you can be tempted to envy or revenge or hatred. These sinful thoughts come from within us. God allows trials, that is, external difficulties. He does it to test us in the sense of refining metal, making it stronger through fire. He doesn't bring temptation. That's our own internal and sinful reaction to the difficulty. Verse 13, when tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when by his own evil desire he is dragged away and enticed. And so when trials hit, don't sin. In the depths of his despair, for example, Job says, though he slay me, yet will I hope in him. It's the human cry to God, but we must do it in the context of trust. So back to trials. While trials can include many external things, usually when the Bible talks about trials, it's talking about what comes upon Christians because we live in hostile territory. We live in a world that hates us. John 15, if the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first, Jesus says to his disciples. If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I've chosen you out of the world. That's why the world hates you. So, brothers and sisters, expect trials, something that specifically comes upon you because you are a Christian and those around you are not. Throughout church history, the struggle with trials and persecution has actually produced the greatest growth. There's an old saying, the church is built on the blood of the martyrs. The Apostle Peter writes this, now, for a little while, you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, your faith may be proved genuine. Friends, it may not be the way we would choose to grow, but Jesus wants you and me to mature. He wants us to be joyful in him. He wants us to grow in holiness. And to grow in holiness is to be tested, to endure, and to grow stronger. And James says, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials. More on that next time.